Joining me live on the phone today is Justin Laycock. He is the Grays River District Ranger with the Bridger Teton National Forest. And Justin, of course, will be able to give us some updates on that rock slide that occurred last week on top of the intermittent spring in Swift Creek Canyon. Justin, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, good morning. Glad to join you.
Absolutely. So I assume you've been able to make a couple trips up Swift Creek Canyon over the weekend. Give us the latest on this rock slide that happened and what you have been seeing with this.
Yeah, you bet. This area near the spring has just been keeping us busy over the last few years with the mudslide last year and now this rock slide over the spring area. So we think it was a big slab of rock that came loose and fell over the opening of the spring sometime last week. We think near May 28th on or around that day. So yeah, all of that, that big rock has kind of crumbled into some smaller pieces, and that material is causing some abnormal pressure that we're not used to kind of on the inside. And yeah, that's causing some kind of change in the way that the spring flows.
Interesting. So did the it's hard to tell from the pictures that we've seen. Did the slide actually did cover up the opening of the spring then?
Yeah, for the most part, there are some small openings in between the rock there, but a lot of material, a lot of pressure there, and some concern for the water system for the town of Afton. We've been working closely with the town of Afton, who they hold the special use permit for the use of tapping into that spring there on the National Forest. So yeah, we're working closely with them, and you know, they've got a plan put together to come up in there and potentially remove some of that material and try to relieve some of that pressure sometime this week. And so we'll see what they're able to do and how that might affect that pressure buildup going on at the spring.
I mean, obviously, there's still, you can tell by what we've seen on the pictures, water's still coming out, but it's partially obstructed then is what it sounds like. It's not flowing out like it normally would in a busy spring right this time of year.
That's right. Yep, water's still coming out, but just changed the way we're normal seeing water come out of there. And so, yeah, we'll see if we can get it flowing back to normal, but you know, that rock slide really, really kind of changed things for us.
You know, outside of the water supply to the town of Afton, which is, as you mentioned, secure as of now, but still an ongoing process, the trail closed. I mean, that's probably going to be closed for quite some time, just an assumption. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, there's still a lot of movement going on with that rock slab falling and still some rock settling and kind of shifting around. So we did an emergency area closure right in the immediate area of the spring. And that closure, we'll kind of have to wait and see how long it takes for things to settle out. We also may have some additional closures as the town is trying to get some equipment up into the area. That may be on the road and the trail going into there. They'll be short term, you know, a day or two.
Justin, of course, your top priority is I'm sure relieving that pressure on the spring that you mentioned. But what are the steps and the processes that you and the town of Afton, as you work with them and the Forest Service, plan to go through this week as far as priority one and two and three to work on this?
Yeah, so the first priority is trying to relieve some of that pressure, like I mentioned, and we'll wait and see what that does, and kind of time will tell. And following that, we're going to be concerned about the safety of users. It's a popular area. People hike a very busy trail, especially during the summertime. And so we're going to be looking at the safety of those users and keeping them out of that area until it's safe to return.
Justin Laycock, Grays River District Ranger with the Bridger Teton National Forest, giving us some live updates this morning on what the latest on the rock slide on top of the intermittent spring. Justin, while we have you, you mentioned the mudslide that occurred last year. Yeah, quite an active area over the last 12 to 14 months. Does the mudslide, which was a little further downstream to the west, does that seem to be stable at this point in the spring?
Yeah, it's hard to say whether we would call it stable. We haven't had any big debris flows moving through there this spring yet. Lots of water coming through the area, lots of red water still coming out of there. You'll notice that in the Swift Creek as it melts out. And so we're keeping our eye on that as well and hoping that things kind of just stay put for now.
All right. Justin, appreciate the updates and the time. Anything else you'd like to mention about the rock slide?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. You bet. That's Justin Laycock this morning, district ranger with the Bridger-Teton National Forest.